92.9 KISM in Bellingham. There's the sounds of Rail from their Arrival album that they put out last year about this time. Or was it? What is it?
November.
And here I am quietly in the studio by myself listening to the records going around.
Quiet,
yeah, being tragically hip.
Beautiful music.
KISM.
We've got a whole bombardment here of the entire group from Rail that's going to be down at the Good Times tonight. We've got our 92.9 cent beer night, 32 ounces all night long. Get on down there.
Up down early.
One thing we're going to do, Terry is the lead vocalist that's wailing away in the background here. And Terry, you also hold up the bottom. You're the bass player.
Yes,
boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
But what is the story on your brother? I want to start out the show. You're going to get up there. People are going to come down to the Good Times next to Leopold Hotel.
They're not going to come down to see my brother.
They are? Now, wait a minute. No. Now, your brother was here in town, and I didn't get a chance to see him. He's with the group Soldier, and they're opening the show. Give me some background
brothers.
On Soldier.
There's two brothers. They're twins.
Twins, and they're both in there.
They've inherited everything that's great from me.
Okay. We're a little bit modest here.
Give her, Terry. Give her.
No. They're real good. They're real good.
Are they rock and roll?
Crank it out? Yeah. Very good group.
Girl singer, too.
One of the best groups I've seen in the area. Seriously.
Okay.
They've opened for us.
So they'll open up, then you guys are going to get out there and whammer jammer.
And we'll wail.
And you're going to hit them with all the songs that, we've been running
Plus
Bandit
one.
Into the Ground.
Yeah.
And Gangbusters.
Newer ones.
And you've got new ones?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, come on. Come on.
Puerto Rico. You just got back from Puerto Rico. Is that a joke?
Look at this tan line. Look at that.
Okay. Wow. Hey. And Bathtub of the South is 7:30. So,
learning English.
Andy kept running around to all the women saying, por favor, please, begging.
What's it like in Puerto Rico?
Wild.
It's kind of like what we're doing right here now.
It's dark.
It's dark. Yeah, everybody's all suntan.
Dark meat.
Amazing.
Now
we're pushing it. We got. Huh?
Yeah,
you guys look like you're pretty healthy. Last time I saw you, it looked like your basic slug from the Northwest.
But, thank you, Bill.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Kind of like the way you look right now here.
kind of like me.
Trailing away.
But you guys are based out of Seattle, and you've been working down there. Is Mike Fisher going to be up here?
Mike?
No. Mike's in Los Angeles.
You keep asking me that. Do you have a thing going with Mike or something?
Yeah, well, him and I, this has been going on for quite a while. And we'll be right back with Rail right after we hear this one. It's called Hello, and it goes into another song. And we'll tell you about Rail on 92.9.
Go ahead, finish it up. Come on.
People!
See, I'm warming up.
Okay. Is there a BAP on the end?
No BAP.
Oh, no.
No.
I like the blip at the end. I gotta recut that. That's Yes I Am and Hello, a couple of songs from Rail out their Arrival album. You've been around for about 10 years. Did you used to be called Rail and Company?
Yep,
this
is true.
And where did the company go? When did it get dropped?
The company got severed about 1975 or 6, something around.
When disco was happening, we thought it sounded too much like a horn section or something involved, and we wanted to stay as rock as possible.
Uh-huh, and you've been doing it ever since.
With Rail, yeah.
Rick, the one that's addicted to peanuts. I brought in some more d'oeuvres for you.
Yeah, great.
Called Peter.
That's right. You'll pay for it later. Give us some name droppings on some of the shows you've opened up for in the very recent past.
Oh, well.
Or even far past.
We just finished doing one. This is interesting. With Three Dog Night, they're making a comeback. We went down to California with them. That was great. And we played with Ted Nugent, Nazareth Hiddies, Van Halen,
Ben Hart.
Ozzy Osbourne? Have you gotten with him?
No, but you heard about his guitar player, didn't you?
Randy Rhoads, yeah.
So we're never going to get with him, I guess.
I guess not. But you've been doing some screaming rock and rolling groups. Are you going to be playing down in Seattle most of in the near future after the good times tonight?
I tell you, Bill, since November, we haven't even been home hardly at all. we're home and then we're out again.
Doesn't
and,
it kind of drive you up a wall?
No.
No, we like it.
We love it.
I mean, we were just in Puerto Rico and we were really suffering.
Pina coladas all the way, It was great.
Tonight you're going to have to lower yourself and drink some inexpensive beers all night long.
It's going to be home, though.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It really is. See some in-color scenery. Except for Puerto Rico, we were down New Mexico and stuff. And it's
Colorado.
Really dusty and dry. And it was nice once you hit the Cascades, hit that old greenery again, get some
moist air
and stuff.
How long do you get to hang out here?
I don't know. How long is that, Kel?
We're here about 7 days, and then we leave. Except we're playing 7 days.
7 days straight.
Yeah, actually, when I say here, I mean Washington and Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And then we leave back through Idaho and head out again.
Okay.
For a few more dates.
Yeah.
I've got a song here. It's called Cheater.
Who wrote it?
Who wrote it?
All of us.
Now, in the very recent past, I've gotten in trouble for being sexist. I told a sexist joke on the air.
Uh-oh.
And so I kind of walk lightly. But this one here is calling... Was it written about a particular woman? If so, it's not necessarily sexist, but the thing that gets me is that the males always write the songs, and they aren't going to write the other way around, necessarily.
Females. Look at Pat Benatar.
Uh-huh.
You know? No, you don't. That's a sweet song that she took and changed it to... It could have connotations coming from a woman's aspect.
Uh-huh. Actually, it really doesn't, though. It was not done from any actual... experience. We've never been cheated on ourselves.
Bravo.
But you know, really, it is for, you know, it happens to everybody, you know, kind of thing.
Well, the sexist thing I'm talking of, I've never seen anybody or heard of anybody that I can think of other than, say, John Prine with Angel from Montgomery that he wrote in the other gender.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have to write from real life experiences.
Yeah, and, when we do write and, you know, and words come out and things like that, maybe one person might have thought of an experience that they had with somebody and brought it out, and then everybody else came. Yeah, I remember when I was, throw it in there, you know.
Okay.
So there's several experiences, maybe.
And unless you're Tom Robinson, it's usually men write about women, you know.
Okay. Right. Well, let's cheat on everybody with Cheater from Rail on KISM. Yes, indeedy, backseat lover. KISM, we play in the front seat while you play in the back seat. That's the sounds of Rail from their Arrival album on the Dynasty label. We got everybody here. Flappity, 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 flappity.
Yes.
You want to say hello to Tom? Howdy, Tom. Tom.
Hey,
who?
Tom.
Tom Nebby.
Tom Nebby. He's running around.
Happy
Nebby, Saggy. Amazing.
You
guys just got back from Puerto Rico. Did your equipment get here?
Not yet.
It's not here yet.
We've got this guy waiting at the airport, and he's gonna go, boss, the plane, as soon as it comes in.
So if they don't make it, it'll be an acoustical set.
No, we've got substitute equipment. It's all fine. It'll work, no problem.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're talking on top of it.
Right now. We're talking or trying to talk to Rail, and they're gonna be down at the Good Times tonight, downtown on Cornwall Avenue, next to Leopold Hotel. And over in the corner, like a blibbering idiot, is Terry. We got Kelly, Rick, and Andy, or Andrew, which do you prefer?
Andy, yes.
Yeah, and his friends call him You There. So they're all going to be down there tonight, as well as Soldier opening up the show. You can get in the door, I think, at 7 o'clock tonight. And then there's going to be 32-ouncers all night long for 92.9 cents.
Oh,
actually, we rip them off, though, for a tenth of a cent. It's 93 cents. I hope they don't eject you, lad. Oh, bummer.
It should go the other way.
It's due to the economic. Yeah, it should. But we had to round it off.
Yeah, it's inflation. By the time they get in the door and make it to the bar, it's like...
That's right.
Make every other one 93 and the other 92. And
if anybody wants to gripe, just come up to me and say, hey, Simmons, you're a jerk, give me a penny, and I'll do it. And there won't be any trouble with that.
Better bring a roll.
Well, there was a couple of songs.
Well, you got one, I see.
Hey. I want to know. We're going to play another song here. What's this all about? Sirens?
Oh, sirens. Let's go back to Greek mythology.
Yes.
Greek mythology.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The island of sirens.
Sirens. It has nothing to do with screaming sirens.
No,
be down
no,
the show.
No.
The screaming women.
Are you going to have any flash pots down there?
We'll see.
Are
we
you
might
having,
blow up the building,
that plus
guys.
She had sirens going off. Of course, that was for Bandit, which was about life being in prison and being a bummer and what it is and being confined and all. But
those,
sirens.
Those were the burglar alarms.
A Dream Too Real by Spellbound Romance. Wow.
Wow.
Hey,
you should have seen what we were doing that day. You know.
Did you hear about the Arabian Romance?
No.
The passion was intense.
Oh.
Rail on 92.9 KISM Bellingham. It's 5 away from 5.
Okay. Yeah,
and we're here with Kentucky Fried Bill.
Yeah, right. I get to get out of here by 5:30 tonight.
All right.